This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton Jr. speaking. We count our privilege to be able to come in your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in the book of Romans, chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid! Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey? Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Let us pray. Our Father, how good, how gracious, how merciful, and how faithful thou art, that thou hast planned and purposed and carried out in thy great salvation to free us from the power and penalty of sin and to give us that grace we may walk in newness of life. We praise thee and give thee glory for this, for only the power of the grace of God, the power of the gospel, can do this in the hearts and lives of poor sinners. And we do look to thee as the word goes forth today, that thou wilt make that word effective even today, and the power of the gospel will work. Hearts may be changed. Lives may be changed. Hearts may be crying after thee. For it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen. Say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. Our God has been gracious, merciful, and faithful to us, and given us the support and the means and the messages, the strength, the unction of the Holy Spirit each week to send forth His precious word, this word of truth, as it goes out week after week. Our heart blesses Him, praises Him, and rejoices in Him that He is the faithful one. And for this we give Him glory. My friend, the free book that we are giving away this month is entitled Studies in the Person and Work of Jesus Christ by W.E. Best. This little book I trust you will write for it is truly the studies of the person of Christ. For you see, the doctrine of Christ, according to the New Testament, is the key to Christian doctrine. Christ's impeccability, His inability to sin, is crucial to that doctrine. The author ably defends it. He discusses the pre-incarnate Christ, the incarnation, the virgin birth, the humanity of Christ, His impeccable life, His power to draw disciples, His teaching, His miracles, His death, His present headship, and His kingship. This book is written for you. There's a lot of meat, a lot of drink there, and we do hope that you will write for it and trust that you will write for it, and you will read it there with an open Bible, and God will use it in your heart and life as much as He has used it in mine as I have read and reread it over the years. Will you write for it and ask for it by name? It's free and postpaid. Studies in the Person and Work of Jesus Christ. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. My dear radio friend out there today, truly these are dark and perilous days in which you and I live. When voices are heard from every quarter saying, "Follow me, for I have the truth." But surely we should give heed to the scripture, 1 John 4:1, which reads, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Therefore, based upon this scripture of warning, I have been bringing messages week after week upon the warnings of God's Word. Especially have I been moved by the Holy Spirit to warn you of the false gospel of carnal Christianity, which has swept the world today, and our nation more than any other. And why has it swept the world and the nations today? It is because it is a false gospel, because it allures to the flesh. It is a false gospel that has a form of godliness, but a gospel that denies the power to deliver from the tyranny and authority of sin, and therefore it is false. You see, this false gospel takes the Word of God and makes it teach that all a man has to do is to make a decision for Christ, give a mental assent to a set pattern of scriptures, and then surely he is saved for heaven and made safe against hell. This false gospel teaches that just so long as a man or a woman or a child or a young person has believed, then it really does not make any difference how they live, even though it be in open rebellion against God. And I know this firsthand, my dear friend, for I remember a woman who was living in the sin of adultery, in open sin and defiance against God and the sin of adultery. Her brother was high up in organized religion. And when he found out that people were telling her that she was lost because she was living in open rebellion in the sin of adultery against God, he flew to see her to tell her, "Listen, didn't you make a profession? Didn't you decide to follow Christ? Then don't let any man tell you that you're not saved." Beloved, this is what I am preaching against in these messages on the true versus the false versus the true, and especially these messages we've been delivering in the last weeks on this, the fruits of the false gospel of carnal Christianity. Yes, it is against this false gospel of carnal Christianity that we have been waging war with the Word of God in the past weeks. We have looked time and time again at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, which show us the fruitage of this carnal Christian theory that's palmed off as the gospel of the grace of God. And my dear friend, I desire to read this portion to you again today, keeping in mind that the Holy Spirit is not here speaking of the world, but is describing the vast majority of Christendom today, those who have been deceived by the false gospel of carnal Christianity, who profess, that is, have a form of godliness, who are church members, but who deny and reject and are strangers to the power of the true gospel of the grace of God, for their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. We've been reading to you these scriptures out of the King James, but for today I would desire to read them from the Amplified Bible. And so would you listen as we again read 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, and today in the Amplified Bible. Listen to God's Word. But understand this, that in the last days there will set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate, greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, that is, callous and inhuman, relentless, omitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals, and in conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Oh, what a picture the Holy Spirit has painted here of the fruits of this false gospel of carnal Christianity. Let us look at it again today, praying that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes and let us see into the depths of this deception. Now, as you remember in our past messages, we have looked at these fruits of the false gospel of carnal Christianity under the headings of, first of all, their behavior is all wrong, and second, their opinion is all wrong. Now today we will look at the third thing that describes this false gospel under the title, Their Affection is All Wrong. Listen now. Because their behavior is all wrong, described under the words and expressions, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, traitors, and heady, then we would understand that their opinion of themselves and others would be all wrong. Described under the words and expressions, boasters, proud, high-minded, and despisers of those that are good, then this would make their affection to be all wrong, which is described by the words and expressions, without natural affection, lovers of their own selves, covetous, and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And my friend, it is the last four things described here. Without natural affection, lovers of their own selves, covetous, and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, which will have our attention in the message today and in the message that will follow. Now, I want you to keep it in mind. I beg of you to keep it in mind. Let me give it to you one more time. The Holy Spirit is not describing here the world, that is, those who are out and out worldlings and who have never made a profession of religion, but He is describing those who have a form of godliness, but who are not saved, because they have been deceived by the false gospel of carnal Christianity and believing that they can live in sin and yet go on to heaven. Yes, this describes those professors of religion who have never known repentance, who have never known Holy Spirit conviction, who have never known the power of the blood of Christ to deliver them from the power as well as the penalty of sin. Now, will you listen? The first expression used by the Holy Spirit here to describe that these people's affections are all wrong is the phrase, without natural affection. I say, what an expression. What a description of our present-day so-called Christian society. Without natural affection, which means that they are callous, no love, no obedience. Husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters living under strained relationships, having no communications, not caring or loving each other. Now I ask the question, how has all this been brought about? How has this come to pass? That there is no natural affection. It has been brought about because of sin. Will you listen to me? Sin is the taproot of our home problems today. And you might ask, what sin? And I will say the sin of disobedience. And you will ask, what do you mean by this, Pastor? And I would say, not the sin of disobedience because man, woman, and child have disobeyed and disrupted God's order. You see, God's order in the home has been destroyed. God's word in the home has been destroyed. God's name in the home has been destroyed. God's worship in the home has been destroyed. Therefore, all natural affection has been lost. And men have become lovers of their own selves and love nothing or no one else. You see, God's Word declares that His order for the home is... Pick up your ears and listen now. I said that God's Word declares in 1 Corinthians 11 and Ephesians 6 that His order for the home is Christ, the head of man, the husband, the head of the wife, and the parents, the head of the children. And my friend, when that order is destroyed, then the home is destroyed. And the fruit of all of this is without natural affection. Listen to me now. This is where our trouble lies today. Let us face it and face it squarely. The trouble lies in the government of our homes and not in the government of our land. You see, there is chaos and confusion because you, my man, sitting there listening to me today, have not taken your place in your home as obedient to your head, who is Christ. So you know nothing about being the head of your wife and your children, ruling them in love and example. You claim to be saved, and yet you have not bowed to the lordship of Christ as your head, and therefore you have taken the line of least resistance in your home. Having not bowed to the lordship of Christ, you're not the head of your home. You've taken the road of least resistance. Also, you wives sitting there today, the reason your home is in a state of confusion is because your whole home revolves around you, and you have never submitted to the lordship of your husband. You see, the Scripture says in Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. And my dear woman, I ask you a question. Do you know anything about this? Have you done this? Have you obeyed the Word of God? Listen to me now. Women's lib is not biblical. It is of this false gospel of carnal Christianity, which allows women to teach, to preach, and to usurp authority over the man. You see, God's Word is not against the woman. But He has graciously and lovingly laid down the order for the woman in the home. And if she bows to God's Word, there will be peace and harmony and love and affection by the grace of God. Also the children today are in rebellion against God's word. They have risen up to take the command in the home, in the school, in the college, in the university. There is no natural affection for their parents or for the following of the word of God, which says in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Yes, this is right because it is God's way. God said it. And to go against it is to be in an act of rebellion against God. Oh, what a sad picture we see today of children growing up in the home and in the church with no sense of sin. No sense of responsibility. Living as they please in disobedience against every law. Coming and going as they please. And yet being told that they are saved because they have made a profession of faith. You want to get parents mad? Tell them that they're rebellious children. Are lost and going to hell, even though they've made a profession of faith. Oh, no, 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 they're saved, they're saved. They went down the aisle and gave the preacher their hand. No, 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 they made a profession. But yet they stand up in your face and curse you, and defy you, and rebel against you, and yet you defend them, and their trouble is that they've never learned obedience under the authority that God has placed over them, and that is His Word, and the obedience of the parents in the home. You say, Pastor, this is straight shooting, but brother, we need it. This is where our trouble lies, in the government of the home. Now I hear you asking, Pastor, what is our hope in all of this confusion that the preaching and practicing of the false gospel of carnal Christianity has taught us? Will you listen to me? My dear Father, let me speak to you first. Go on your knees before God and confess that you have rebelled against His authority and His Christ. Confess that you have taken the road of least resistance with your family. Confess that you have neglected God's Word and His worship in your home. Call upon the name of our living God in Christ's name, asking for mercy. Tell God you deserve hell, but oh, in the same breath, ask for mercy in Christ. Plead His promises of reconciliation and salvation in Christ. Cry unto Him for faith to trust Him in sincerity and reality. And to work His work of grace in your heart. Then start your family worship, reading the Scriptures with your family, praying for them and taking your place in the home as its head, and look to Christ by His Spirit to work in you and your family all that is needed for salvation and your walk here upon this earth. Do not give your affection and time to anything else. Oh, that the Holy Spirit would take this home. To you, my dear mother and wife, go to your knees with your husband. Confess to God that you have lived in rebellion against Him and His Word, His authority in your place in your home. Cry unto Him for the grace to take your place in the home as an obedient wife. Recognizing your husband as your head, and submitting yourself unto Him as unto the Lord. Ask God to give you by His Spirit a broken heart and a contrite spirit so that you will be enabled to take your place in the home. Come to Christ for repentance and faith. Trust Him with your heart. Look to Him to work out each and every problem in your heart and in your life. And there in your home, hear me now, our blessed Lord loves to hear precious souls crying unto Him for mercy. Our blessed Lord loves to know that you're laying down your arms of rebellion against Him in repentance. For remember, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels when a poor sinner comes to God in repentance. For you see, it is Christ Himself who is rejoicing, for He is seeing of the tried veil of His soul, and surely He is satisfied. To you, dear children, young people, I will say today, the only place of true happiness is found at the feet of Christ, in obedience to Him and to His authority over you, your parents, your mother, and your father. To all three in the home, I say Christ desires to save. He waits to be gracious to repenting sinners. He delights to give you a new heart and a new life. For this is the reason He came down to earth's depths and suffered and bled and died and arose from the grave, so that poor sinners like you and me may be reconciled to the thrice holy God. But my friend, he will only receive you as a repenting sinner. And this grace, he says he will give you according to Acts 5:31. Yes, he will receive repenting, believing sinners. I tell you from his word and from mine own experiences that the Lord Jesus Christ waits to be gracious unto you. He will receive you as you are and make your home over. He will give you, my dear father and mother and young person, new lives and new homes and new hearts. And then you will no longer be without natural affection, but love will flow from heart to heart, and you will then begin to live in peace and love and hope and joy and blessings of your eternal God who loved you and gave himself for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear father and mother and young person and children there today, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will take his precious word home to your hearts today so that you will lay down your arms of rebellion and seek the face of your living God in repentance and rest by faith in his precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can save your never-dying soul, and it no longer will be said of you that you are without natural affection because God has worked that work of grace and of love in your heart. Now, my friend, you'll want a copy of this message. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.